Welcome to a Thursday. It's sports time on CAF Media from the CAF Media Ranch on this February the 12th. We'll talk some high school basketball, review junior college basketball last night. The LCC teams get both victories at home against Western Nebraska. Rockies pitchers and catchers report to spring training today. Colorado Eagles have a player that is the MVP of the AHL All-Star Game in Rockford, Illinois. Nuggets win their final game before the All-Star break. NCAA men and women's basketball, plus softball going on today, one of the biggest tournaments of the year besides the College World Series. The PGA Tour is in Northern California for the AT&T Pro-Am, and the LIV Golf Tour is down under. It's sports time on a Thursday, February the 12th. Welcome to it. Here's what's going on in the sports world on CAF Media. High school basketball coming up for you tonight. Very busy week for CAF Media. Our high school wrestling coverage will outshine everything, but basketball coming for you tonight. We'll have Rye and Lamar. Lamar coming home after staying home, that is, after their victories against CSCS last Saturday. Rye comes in with an 8-9 girls record. Lamar's 9-9, 6-11 on the boys' side. Lamar boys are 15-3, ranked 8th in the state in Class 4A. Our coverage begins with the girls' game tonight at 6 o'clock from the Lamar Community Building. Elsewhere in the area, Wiley is at Rocky Ford. Girls and boys action starting at 4. Springfield's at La Vida in a makeup game. Holly is at Walsh. Grenada is at Kim Branson. Lahana teams have to go to Banning Lewis Academy. Lahana boys will take on a Banning Lewis Academy team that's undefeated, number one in the state in Class 3A. South Bakke at Eads tonight. Shiraz at Walsenburg. Those are the games on the docket for high school basketball coming up for you here on this Thursday. Junior college basketball last night. The LCC teams both plowed over Western Nebraska and the Cougars. The ladies win 60-41. It puts them in the first place right now in the Region 9. They're 7-2 in the conference, 15-6 overall for their first year head coach, Chris Godfrey. 60-41 was the victory over Western Nebraska. The Western now tied for second with McCook and Otero. All are 7-3. They're a half game behind LCC for the top spot as LCC gets ready to welcome Northeastern, one of the worst teams in the league, this coming Sunday. LCC men also win big, 90-65. Jackson Autry's team now 12-13, 6-3, tied for second in the league with North Platte, who they've already beat twice. LCC teams, as I said, a home against Northeastern for a rare Sunday game this coming Sunday at 1 and 3 o'clock at the LCC Wellness Center. The Otero teams both played last night at home against Trinidad State. The women won 79-68 to go to 7-3, moving them into that tie with second place with McCook and Western Nebraska. Otero 79-68. Men's game goes to Trinidad State 95-77. The Otero men are 3-20 this year, 2-7 in the league. They're off for a week. They'll be at Southeast Community College in Beatrice, Nebraska, coming up next Wednesday. Junior college softball yesterday, Seward County was over at Tippy Martinez. They took two from the Lady Rattlers, who are now 0-4, 17-2 and 16-6 for the Saints. Otero back on the softball diamond Friday. They'll visit Garden City for a doubleheader against the Lady Bunkbusters starting at noon. Junior college baseball today. LCC plays the first of four against Colby, Kansas. The first two are over in Colby. It'll be their opener. They were 0-4 last week at Western Oklahoma. They will host LCC with a record of 2-4. First of the doubleheader starts at 11 o'clock this morning over in Colby, Kansas. Major League Baseball welcomes more teams to spring. The Rockies are part of them. 4 in Arizona and 4 in Florida. The Rockies pitchers and catchers report to Talking Stick, and Walking Stick that is, in Scottsdale, Arizona, the home of the Rockies and the Diamondbacks. Arizona will also welcome Cleveland, Milwaukee, and Seattle today. Florida will open arms to Minnesota, the Yankees, St. Louis, and Tampa Bay. One more team to visit spring training and get going, and that'll be the world champion Dodgers, who will do that tomorrow. The first spring training games are a week from tomorrow, Friday, February 20th. 5 games will be on the schedule. Arizona and the Rockies will play in their own spring training facility against each other next Friday afternoon. The Colorado Eagles are the AAA affiliate of the Avalanche, and Jason Magna is an outstanding player. He might be on the Avalanche pretty soon. He's an MVP of the AHL All-Star Challenge last night. 4 goals, 3 assists in 4 games. The challenge was held in Rockford, Illinois, the home of the Ice Hogs, where they had the All-Star Challenge last night. The Pacific Division, in which the Eagles are part of, won it all last night in the championship tilt. In the NBA, the Nuggets get their final win before the NBA All-Star break. They beat Memphis at home. Nikola Jokic had another triple-double, 26, 15, and 11. Six were in double figures for the Nuggets, 122, 116 over the Grizz. The Nuggets are 35 and 20 at the All-Star break. Jamal Murray, 23 points. Tim Hardaway Jr., 21. They're still in third place in the West behind Oklahoma City and San Antonio. San Antonio now trying to catch the Oklahoma City Thunder, only 3.5 back. They were 7 back a couple of weeks ago. They beat Golden State to finish out a trip win at Los Angeles and last night in San Francisco, 126 to 113. Meanwhile, the rest of the scores go like this with three games on the schedule for tonight, the final night before the All-Star break begins on Friday. Charlotte is at a winner at Atlanta, the home against Atlanta, 110-107. Cleveland has won 5 straight. They're 34-21. They beat Washington, 138-113. James Harden with more assists than points. That's rare to say, but I think he likes his new club. It's Orlando losing at home to Milwaukee, 116-108. Chicago has lost 6 straight heading into the break. Boston beats them 124-105 in Beantown. Boston is 35-19. Brooklyn loses at home to Indiana, 115-110. The Knicks clobber Philadelphia by 49, 138-89. The Knicks are 35-20 at the break, second place behind Detroit in the NBA's East. Detroit, by the way, won their 40th game. Only two teams have won 40 games, Oklahoma City and Detroit. Pistons at 53 games in are 40-13. They beat Toronto 113-95. It was the Clippers winning in Houston 105-102. Minnesota got 41 from Julius Randle and beat Portland 133-109. Miami over New Orleans 123-111. Oklahoma City won its 42nd. They beat Phoenix 136-109. That's Sacramento lost 14th straight. They're the worst team in the league. They got trounced at Utah 123-93. Coming up tonight, the final three games before the break. Milwaukee is Oklahoma City on Prime. Portland is at Utah, and Dallas will take on the Lakers. That game also on Prime, part of their doubleheader. NCAA men's basketball in the top 25. There were a couple of games last night, almost a near upset. Michigan was down 16, the number two team in the nation at Northwestern in Chicago, but Northwestern could not hold the lead. Michigan comes back to win by 12, 87-75. Florida rips up Georgia and their former coach of the Gators, 86-60, the win over Mike White and company down in Athens. It was Virginia Tech losing at Clemson. That was the only upset of the night. They beat 20th-ranked Clemson 76-66 on the road. UConn is now 23-2, 13-1 in the Big East. They win in Indianapolis against Butler 80-70. Colorado absolutely gets smoked and boat raced. Texas Tech 78-44. The Buffs are now 14-11, 4-8 overall. Texas Tech is 18-6, 8-3 in the Big 12. Coming up tonight for men in Big Sky, Sacramento State visits Greeley to take on the Bears at 6. And in Denver, it'll be South Dakota State and the Jackrabbits out of the Summit, the top team. They take on DU coming up this evening at 7 as well. NCAA women's hoop last night. It was Connecticut all over Creighton for their 42nd straight win, 94-44. The Lady Huskies are 26-0, 15-0 in the conference. Virginia all over Central Florida in the Big 12, 106-56. The Lady Mountaineers are ranked 19th. Iowa won the battle of top-ranked teams playing last night. Iowa 65-56 over 25th-ranked Washington in Iowa City. UCLA is the number two team in the nation. They steamrolled Michigan State, ranked 13th, and East Lansing 86-63. In the Big 12, Colorado went on the road and beat the worst team in the league, 73-63, was the victory for the Buffs at Houston last night. Also last night in area and region action in the Mountain West last night, three ball games that were held for the locals that included San Diego State taking over the top spot in the conference and continuing to lead the league. They beat second place Colorado State 64-61 in San Diego. Wyoming won at UNLV 82-72, and Air Force got blown up at Nevada, 76-59 was the win for the Wolfpack last night in Reno. In the Summit last night, it was Omaha beating DU 65-58. The Lady Pies are now 9-16, 3-9 in the Summit League. Full slate of games tonight for women's top 25, including SMU at number 21, North Carolina. 17th-ranked TCU is at 12th-ranked Baylor for the top spot in the Big 12. Number 4, Texas at number 5, Vanderbilt. Two of the top teams in the SEC meet in Nashville. Texas A&M at 18th-ranked Kentucky. Missouri's at 22nd-ranked Tennessee. Wake Forest at 9th-ranked Louisville. Florida's at number 10, Oklahoma. Penn State at number 20, Maryland. Michigan number 7 for the ladies at Northwestern. like the men's game last night. Arkansas at number 14, Ole Miss in the Big Sky. Northern Colorado women's team is at Sac State in Northern California at 7:30 this evening. NCAA softball, the number 7 team in the nation's Florida. They got the home win against Jacksonville, taking both against the Dolphins in the last 2 days. They win in Gainesville 11-1. They're now 7-0 on the season. One of the biggest tournaments outside of the College Women's World Series is the Shriners Children Clearwater Invite. All 16 teams will play 40 games over the next few days, and three teams from last year's College World Series in Clearwater, Florida. That includes number 1 Texas Tech, number 3 Tennessee, number 6 Florida State, number 7 UCLA, number 8 Nebraska, number 8, who's tied with Nebraska for 8th, is Texas A&M, number 10 LSU, 17 Georgia, 19 Duke, and 23 Oklahoma State. All those teams are playing against each other. 40 games over the next few days. All the games on the ESPN network begin early this morning in Clearwater, Florida. Also playing this weekend, and actually tonight, is number 22 Arizona State. They play twice in a tournament out in Arizona. Clemson's number 18. They'll play twice today. Texas is number 2. They're in a tournament as well as 15th-ranked Arizona and 12th-ranked Stanford, all on the diamond later today. NCAA baseball opens up the first games of the season tomorrow all across the country. On the golf course, the PGA AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am, 80 pros and 80 amateurs teeing it up in lovely Northern Colorado, or California that is. It's one of the most picturesque settings in the world at the Monterey Peninsula on Monterey Bay. 9:45 for the tee time. Defending champ is Rory McIlroy. Last tee time today for 11:42, as all 80 golfers will get out there and hit it on the beautiful Pacific Ocean. The NIV Golf Tournament this week is in Adelaide, Australia, and they'll get going later on tonight with round one of that tournament. At the Olympics, the United States racking up the medals. 2 days of 5 medals in different sports. The day before, 5 medals for the United States. Not all gold, but nonetheless, they're medals. Women's moguls had a gold for Limley and a silver for Koff from the United States yesterday. Speed skating, the male speed skater Jordan Stultz had a gold in the 1,000 meters. The ice dancing duo of Madison Croc and Evan Bates had a silver. Surprisingly, they were picked to win the gold, but on a technicality, lost out to a pair from France. Nonetheless, the men's hockey tournament got underway with an upset. Slovakia beat heavily favored Finland, who won the gold the last time the Olympics were played. Sweden was a 5-2 winner over Italy after they were tied against the team that had nobody in NHL experience, while Sweden had 17,000 games of NHL experience on the ice and almost succumbed to Italy on their home ice. Nonetheless, the Swedes came back on it 5-2. The United States hockey team with all the NHL players and the Canadian hockey team with all the NHL players debut today. The Czechia team will take on Canada, Switzerland, and France. The United States plays at 1:10 this afternoon against Latvia, and Germany will take on Denmark. That's the first round of the men's hockey tournament. The women's semifinals, or quarterfinals, that is, are tomorrow. Women of the United States undefeated, the top seed, will take on number 8 seed Italy on their home ice in Milan coming up tomorrow. Men's curling got underway yesterday after that exciting mixed doubles silver medal for the United States. The men's curling team came back to Czechia yesterday 8-7. Great Britain beat China 9-4. Italy 7-6 over Sweden on the home ice. And it was Canada beating Germany 7-6. Women's curling starts today as well with a full slate. The United States will take on Korea and Sweden in the round-robin competition. The medal standings right now, Norway has the lead with 5 medals. Italy is second with 4 gold, 2 silver, and 7 bronze. United States checking in to today had 4 golds, 6 silvers, and 2 bronze for a total of 12. That's third best overall at the Olympics in Italy. Basketball tonight, Poya Rye and Lamar. Tomorrow it's all about wrestling, and Saturday as well. It'll be the regional for the girls at Lamar starting at 4 o'clock Friday, in 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. And then Otero Junior College will host the 2A boys. All the smaller schools from Southeast Colorado will complete coverage of that starting on Friday afternoon from Otero and the Divot Center at 4 o'clock. Then on Saturday morning at 8:30, complete coverage. A lot of great sponsors, including our title sponsors and co-sponsors. That's the Loach's Water Conditioning and Scooter's Coffee. They are the co-sponsors of all of our coverage of regional wrestling this week from Lamar and La Junta. Sure to thank them and thank everybody else who's also participating in sponsoring teams at the regional wrestling tournament this weekend. All right, that'll do it for sports on a Thursday. It's the 12th of February. We'll talk to you on the 13th, which is tomorrow, the CAF Media headquarters. I'm Corey Allen Fork.